Turn to the book of Esther, please, just for 10 minutes to get things started this afternoon. Book of Esther. Those that were at Cedar Falls last weekend might remember a few of these thoughts, but they've added to them and they haven't left me, so I'm going to give them out again. Esther chapter 4, verse 14, for the sake of time. Mordecai is speaking to Esther now, and I'm sure most are familiar with the story that the decree has been given that the Jews would be put to death. And so now Mordecai is pleading to Esther for her consideration. Verse 14, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place." That's interesting to think about. "But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" We're going to read another verse in John 17 in a minute. But what a predicament. The decree had been given. The nation was going to be destroyed. Mordecai comes to Esther and he says basically this: "You have an opportunity to appeal to the king. If you don't take it, God's remnant will continue. God will bring enlargement from a different place. But your father's house shall be destroyed." Her father's house. All of her people. All of those that were in that place at that time were going to be destroyed. And who knows, maybe he says, "This is why you're here." Let me just paraphrase it that way. John 17. This is why she was there. Verse number 18. John 17, verse 18. These are the words of the Lord Jesus in his prayer. So much in this chapter, but we're just going to take verse 18. "As thou hast sent me into the world..." He's praying to the Father now. "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." The Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world." I want to make sure all of us here understand today this great truth, that we have been sent for such a time as this. There is no arguing that. We are here. We're here to serve God. We're here to bear witness to the testimony of God. And this is the time that we've been sent. We haven't been sent in a different dispensation. We haven't been sent under different circumstances. God's people on earth right now, today, are here for today. We're not here for tomorrow. We're not here for yesterday. But we're here for today, and we've been sent just as Christ was sent. This is what has spoken to me in recent months. Our sending into this world is just as real as His. Do you believe it? He says it right here. Now, He was sent to bring redemption. He was sent to go to the cross. He was sent to provide propitiation to the throne of God. But He was sent by God for a specific work, for a specific purpose, at a specific time. And we are too. There's some young couples here today. You're being saved in God's assembly. If you're not in God's assembly, you should think about God's assembly. Is for this generation. It is your generation and my generation. Can I speak to those of us that are middle-aged? Anywhere from 30 to 50, we'll call it. All right, we'll be generous. God has put us here for purpose. What if Esther would have never said anything? Oh, the deliverance would come from somewhere else. She would have been gone too. She didn't rely on someone else to do the work that she could do. She didn't just take for granted, well, that's okay, I'm safe here in the king's palace, and my people, they might perish or they might not. No, she took her position seriously. And she took the reality of the souls that were in her responsibility seriously. And she says, if I perish, I perish. Murray preached on that in the gospel last night. I perish. The worst that's going to happen is she's going to perish, really, one way or the other. If the king doesn't receive her, she's going to perish. If nothing is done, she's going to perish. But if the king receives her, they'll all live. They'll all live. Now you can take this through the application of assembly testimony. In your little assembly, in my little assembly, where we're from, God has planted us in those assemblies. How many plants in your garden pull themselves up by the roots and move to another garden? Did you ever see it happen? You've never seen it happen. Why? Because you planted them there. You intended them to be there. And I understand that sometimes Christians are transplanted by God. But just remember this, where God has put you in local assembly testimony, you do everything you can for that testimony. You don't wait for somebody else to do it. You do what you can to the best of your ability, whatever it might be. Whether it's just something small, in your opinion, a cup of cold water in the Lord's name is not small to the Lord. To go visit that shut-in brother or sister. To spend a few extra hours in prayer. To go sit by that young person who you can tell isn't really doing that good. And if you ask them, they'll say they're doing fine, just to go sit and chat and listen to them. For such a time as this. I don't know if it's in your assembly. Maybe it's not in any assembly. But it seems like sometimes that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Would that be a fair proportion? 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Some Christians we've never even heard, Christian males in assemblies have never even heard him at the breaking of bread in some places. It doesn't take gift to worship. And it doesn't take gift to pray. And it doesn't take gift to be there. Takes commitment. Commitment. Esther was committed. She was committed to her people. She loved her people. She really did. What she did was a marvelous thing, a tremendous thing. But she loved her people. Do you love God's people? I know you do. How much do you love God's people? Would you lay your life down on the line for God's people? For such a time as this? Esther was willing to do that. You see, the Lord Jesus was sent by God, and I'm going to just give you the bones again. But he was sent as a son. He was sent as a son. And we positionally were sons of God. And we've been sent the same. As Christ was sent as a son, in like manner, we're sent as sons. We're not the only begotten son. But we bear the name and we bear the dignity and we bear the relationship of sons of God. Communion with heaven, communion with the Father. We have that position. We have that relationship. He was sent as a son. He was sent as a servant. You and I are servants. He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. And so you and I will understand if we are sent as he is sent, we're sent as sons, we're sent as servants to do the will of God. Just part of the time? Just when we want to? Just when we feel like it? All day. You say, I fail in that, so do I. every day. I fail in that too. Everywhere. Christ never failed in that. He never failed in any of it. All day, everywhere, to everyone, he was a servant. A servant. And finally, he was sent as a sacrifice. Sacrifice. We could have read here that it says in verse 14, that he was not of the world. And he says that we're not of the world. The world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And if you want to follow that, even as, down in verse 22, even as we are one. So as Christ wasn't in the world and he was hated because he wasn't of this world, so we'll be hated because we're not of this world. And he prays that we would be one even as he and the Father are one. But the Lord Jesus being sent into the world was not of the world in his nature. His nature was different. You're born again, your nature is different. We still have the flesh, but he had a different nature. And you've been given a new nature. He was not in this world as a servant in his occupation. Christ was not in this world for the occupation of a carpenter. How about our occupation? Consumes us, doesn't it? Consumes all of us. You find yourself needing to be two or three or four places at the same time. That's how it was for me. Drove me absolutely nuts. Two responsibilities at work at the same time. And then there's the family, and then there's the Lord. And how do you spread it out? How do you balance it? The Lord wasn't of this world in his occupation as a servant. The Lord wasn't of this world in his character as a sacrifice. His character. Who we are when we're alone, our character. Who we are when no one else can see us, our character. Who we are in the dark, our character. He was not of this world in his character. We have been sent. Sons, servants, and sacrifices. For such a time as this, 2019. Perhaps we were sent for such a time as this? No. We are sent for such a time as this.